You are listening to 2300 Wrestling Podcast with DB Richards and Sweet Tea referee Dave Keener on Anchor FM, Spotify, and other leading platforms.
Hello, everybody. I am back. This is the 2300 Wrestling Podcast, and I am here with my guest.
That's right. The Air Force veteran and the one you call on when you need to get the job done, and the champion of chit chat, to Donnie Wahlberg of the Three Count Podcast, your friendly neighborhood.
Red Dog.
Yeah, buddy.
That was fun. That was really fun. And we have on
the Glasgow Dragon himself.
That's me.
Dennis Wade.
There we go. So how you been, my friend?
It's another day at the office, man.
Yeah. I wanna ask you this question because you're talking about your show coming up. What is it? And tell us all about it and who's on it.
So we're Eastern Shore Pro Wrestling. We're based out of Chincoteague, Virginia. What we do is every show we take a large portion of our proceeds and we donate them to a cause. Our next show is May 14th. We're actually going to donate a large portion of those proceeds to my fire department, where I'm a volunteer fireman and an EMT. So it's all about giving back with us. If I walk home with $100, I'm happy, because I know at the end of the day it went to a good cause.
That is really, really cool. I like when companies do this to help out others. You too?
Yeah.
You should get him on your card.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, we did team up and shell shock somebody last show, so.
We did shell shock somebody. That was actually about it.
He doesn't like chops. Don't chop him.
I got told I'm not allowed to chop him anymore.
That's not a fair thing to say. I enjoy getting chopped as long as I'm wearing my vest. But if you decide to spring it up on me out of nowhere just because I didn't hit a chokeslam bump properly, that's not on me. That's more
so
on
don't
me.
Be a Raw Fury.
That's so he likes to be chopped in the back and not know it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Now, I love this guy. This guy's awesome. Like I always say, when you come on the 2300 Wrestling Podcast, you are part of our family. I mean it. He means it. I don't know if he means it, but he better mean it.
Listen, at the end of the day, I've listened to you guys a few times. I'm very busy. I'm new to being a promoter and an owner, but I want y'all to know at the end of the day, I respect what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I'm glad that y'all see me as family, and I'm glad that I could join part of that. I hope maybe one day y'all can come down and see what we're about down there. We've got Grapple Devices, which is Jason. Phil Brown has been a big Virginia icon down there. Sean Carlson's on the show.
Okay.
Junior Dangerfield. Me and my brother are actually tag partners. We've got a big tag tournament in June.
Okay.
I'll have to get the belts out. I brought the brand new belts that just came in the other day. And you guys can take a picture with them and see them. But I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's get into this small little interview. So I want to ask this question because it's my new question I have asked. Has any wrestling fans give you like a weird gift?
Once.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Is this PG?
Now this could be R, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, 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 P.
This really, really, like, large woman.
Okay.
Gave me her bra.
Oh!
It was the most awkward thing. She goes, sign it so my husband will be mad. And he comes up to me after the show. He goes, I appreciate you signing it. The next time somebody gives you a bra, I would not sign it.
Oh my gosh. That,
you got all the permission in the world to do it. That's on somebody else.
That is crazy. Okay, this is one of my questions. It's called Table 5. You're the fifth person at the table. So you need to put four other people at the table. Let's talk about your promotion. Put four more people in your promotion to sit at the table with.
Phil Brown, Jason, Sean Carlson, and... Why you got to put me on the spot?
This is what we do. We put people on the spot.
Number four, I'm going to go on a wing here, and I'm going to say Junior Dangerfield.
Okay, okay.
Just because I want to see him have his hood up backwards at the Denver Davis. Hey,
beat himself. Look at, we got a Blues brother just joined us. Look at that. Look at that.
He's a soul man.
He's a soul man.
That's not a Blues Brothers thing. You said Odorak. I didn't know the Blues Brothers were
Spanish. I don't know either. I don't know what he's talking about. But he looks like a Blues Brother. So, he wants to do the five questions of doom. Look at him. He's like, I want to do this five questions of doom. So, are you ready for five questions of doom?
Maybe we should make him announce it too.
Okay.
You want him to announce it?
If you want to announce it, say five questions to Doom. Go ahead. I can turn this on.
The five questions of Doom.
Okay, question number one. Favorite horror movie?
Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay. Your turn. Question.
Favorite past video game console?
PS4 Pro.
Question number three: Chick-fil-A or Royal Farms?
Royal Farms.
That's not. That's.
I'm fat, man. Come on now.
That's the next one.
Who would you want to play in a movie?
Maverick, Tom Cruise.
Okay. Last one, number five: Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I got a night late at home. I'm afraid of the dark.
I like that.
Look, when you go into a burning building and it's pitch black, and then when you've got to crawl around on the floor, it gives you another level of scary. And then when you got a flame above your head, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can relate.
It's not fun.
No.
Yeah.
When you're out in the middle of a desert and you see a giant dust storm coming towards you, and your friend just comes out nonchalantly and smokes a cigarette, goes, we're getting mortared tonight, bro. Yeah, I can imagine it's kind of like that same feeling.
So, like... Okay,
real quick,
okay.
He said his favorite horror movie was Freddy vs. Jason. You know what? That's my favorite comedy.
Oh... Do you let Sweet Tea referee say that?
All right. If we had to really compete it, I'm gonna. What's that movie with the lighthouse and what was it like Tooth Fairy or something? Where the lady like stole the kids' teeth and then killed the kids or something? No, they were. It was a lighthouse. There was a whole lighthouse thing and she couldn't be in the light, and she always took their teeth, and she had a mask because her face was burning.
I have no idea.
Right, Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls.
Yes, the Tooth Fairy movie.
Let me get my ticket out.
Which was originally called the Tooth Fairy, but they changed it because...
Yeah, I need some glasses.
Because they thought it was The Rock.
34, 6,
I think that movie was a horror movie, too.
I bet it was. So, I always bring this question up, pet peeves in the business. I have a pet peeve in the business right now because I was calling his match. He had a roll-up, okay?
There it is.
Somebody else later on did the same kind of finish, a roll up. Pet peeve right now.
That's it.
$3
Three matches later. Still, it's a pet peeve. I seen that already. You should know from other people that, oh, you're using a roll up. I should use something else.
All right, guys, get ready to go to the second half. Everybody ready?
I always was told the same thing. Watch the other matches, make sure you don't do the same thing. But I think the biggest thing that gets me anymore is everybody wants to do these flashy spots, and that's fine, but know when to do it.
Yeah.
But that's not the point of where I'm going with this. Me, I'm known for having a gunshot chop. My hands are rock solid.
Okay.
And that's just being a fireman.
Yeah.
If you're going to wrestle, you're going to get chopped. If you don't like being chopped, tell the person. But
okay.
Don't then go there and complain.
Okay.
It's just simple. I guess the biggest thing is don't complain about something when you can tell somebody I'm not comfortable taking it.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. I do have a question. Do you watch Chicago Fire?
Somehow.
How real is that to his real life?
There's a fine line, but they get you as close as they can.
Okay, because I want to know, because I fell in love with that show, and then they started killing off my favorite characters. I was a little bit upset about that.
One that really rocks people getting into it is 911.
Okay, okay.
911 will give you a real thing, and if you watch it, that's not what you mean no more, but it was like related to live TV.
Okay.
You go on YouTube and you get the one that got that shows you how close it can get.
Okay, okay.
So to get the promoter's license, you've got to have your business license first.
Yeah.
Then you've got to go to the Amateur State Board. You've got to have a surety bond that covers at least $10,000. And they check the credit and you've got to have it back in 5 minutes. Then you basically go through the steps of getting everything else. As far as the wrestler license, you fill in your application. You can email it to them, and they'll have you an answer back within 2 or 3 days because they're going to run a quick background check on you. As long as none of your stuff's dirty or negative, you're good. So, I mean, you can have it back in a year. So, if you wanted to come wrestle for me on May 14th, and you put your application in on May 11th, I can make a phone call on May 13th to the lady at the office and say, hey, did you get this guy? Is he good? And she'll give me your license number. And I was like, I just have that number.
Said May 14th, and guess what? I have an opening on that day. So actually, and you mentioned that you guys are having a tag team, right? How much more talent do you guys have?
We're definitely looking for more people. The tag team tournament is actually going to be based off of Jim Pettenwick's baby, the ECW.
Okay.
We're going to call it the Eastern Shore Pro Wrestling Coastal League. And I'm doing that just like a slight honor to Jim, because I wouldn't know what independent wrestling is without Jim Pettenwick. And that's just straight respect to him. You mentioned Brian Sosa earlier. Much respect to him, because he showed me a lot of things when I was younger that at that time I wasn't good at remembering. But those guys paved the way for me to be able to go out there and do what I do. I'm not the greatest thing in the world. I go out there and just try and put on the show.
And that's what entertaining is. Like, people say, dude, you're entertaining on the show. I had a couple of people come back. He sent me a message saying, yo, you are funny on the commentating. And that means so much to me that if you say I did good, like he said to me the other day, dude, you're an awesome heel. And I'm like, wow, thank you. That means a lot to me.
And I mean, like, my character's evolved over the years. Normally people, when they hear Dragon, they think some speedy, flashy guy.
No, not really. I think of Daniel Bryan.
That's how I've been told. You know what I mean? They're all like, oh, you're not fast. I'm not looking at it that way.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I always saw it as I had the heart of a dragon.
Yeah.
So I took the name of my high school, and I took our mascot, and I ran with it.
Gotcha.
It's just evolved over the years. It's good storytelling.
Makes sense. You got any more questions?
No, I was just saying that. I think that one of those teams that should be picked up, there's kind of a, they're filled with nothing but pure ignorance.
Yeah, they're a good tag team right there. You should pick them up.
You message me later this week.
I like that. I like that. So, I always say, you become part of our family. I mean it. You can send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and say, yo, I'm going to do an all-interview, and we could go straight out and do an all-interview. We can have fun, do whatever you want. We can do whatever you want. Like, you can do our YouTube stuff, like doing hacky sack challenge. Look, I have a hacky sack.
I'm fat with bad knees. I don't know how high I'm getting my leg. I can barely tie my shoe.
But before to end the show, can you talk about your show one more time, and then?
Yep, so basically May 14th. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7. Chincoteague Island, Virginia, benefiting the Chincoteague Volunteer Fire Company. Great show, 8 matches lined up. We're going to crown a new World Heavyweight Champion. Ty Awesome's going to be in that match with Phil Brown. And it's going to be a great night, man. We got tickets. The front row sold out in a day and a half, but 22nd row available. And I really hope you guys will come out.
I will try and see what he's up to. I had to see him with my hospital stuff going on. because I got a lot of medical things going on right now.
Well, from my team to you, our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
If you need anything, we'll try our best to help you out.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're done. So this is the 2300 Wrestling Podcast. I am DB Richards.
I am the Red Dog.
Let's go Dragon Den for you.
See, I like that. That sounds so cool. So thank you very much. And have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, before you leave,